It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 786.
Happy Fat Friday, Gronks. Happy World Kebab Day. It's there's nothing more precious than my child, or when
a kebab.
Kebab Day falls on a Fat Friday, because we've got ourselves some kebabs here.
And smells good.
GB's just actually got a bone to pick with today.
What's your bone to pick?
Just before we went live, I was like, I'm just going to Google International Kebab Day, because I threw it out there a couple of days ago. I said, oh, it's Friday, World Kebab Day.
Yep.
Didn't actually look into it.
Yep.
So I just Googled it, and the first thing that comes up is happy 14th of July, Kebab Day.
Mate, I messaged Hayden Dibb yesterday, who is a kebab specialist.
Mm. Yeah.
Calls himself a filmmaker. I call him the kebab specialist. He said the same thing, and then type in World Kebab Day 2020 and what comes up.
Well, interestingly, so Turkish Airlines, it said 14th of July, and then you scroll down a bit and it does say 10th of July. Scroll a bit further down. 2019, it was the 12th of July, so it changes.
So, all of these days are made up anyway.
I don't know. It's not like we're
saying... It's a good excuse to eat...
A kebab. I'm going to do it on the 14th as well.
It's like the 4th of July when America was founded. They're not changing that day.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
This is a kebab day. So, stop looking into it so much. I'm hungry. Can I just tell you something? I had the sort of last supper with mum and dad on... what was it? Tuesday night? Tuesday night before Wednesday lockdown... Not meant to be able to see them in 6 weeks.
What'd you eat?
We're not going to see them. Fish and chips.
Where from?
Good call.
Local fish and chip shop. Old school, you know, your potato cakes, your fried scallops, your fried fish. Order, they messed up. Didn't put two pieces of fish in the pack, which was very frustrating. But then I had a glass of beer.
And a glass
from you?
My brother had some beer and he chopped me out, gave me a little glass. I got to the final sip and I just went... And I was like, what's this? I swallowed the liquid, and from the back of my throat, I somehow maneuvered this thing that was in my mouth, and I take it out, and it's a massive shard of glass.
Oh. Mm.
It was huge. Like, I almost swallowed it. It was at least 1.5 centimeters by 1 centimeter. It was like this sort of... It was like a perfect break, and I said, oh, my God. And Mum said, is that got a green tinge to it? And then she looks at my dad and says, oh, you didn't clean it all up. He broke a glass and it fell into the drawer the glasses are, and he'd vacuumed up everything else.
Could have been the Last Supper.
Imagine
that would have been.
Are you guys okay with your foil?
No,
that's me.
What would I do if I swallowed a piece of glass? What do you do? Like, because
you can eat glass. No, you can eat glass.
Can what?
No, not how big was the shot? You said it like sort of like that.
Real men eat glass.
What's his name? Who's the magician kind of guy who gets you to
grind
dynamo?
I've seen that guy. He's
like a mentalist. Blanked on his name. He's got Netflix.
Banachek.
The other push. Guy. Yeah, the push. He's
anyway,
awesome.
He's great. Oh. Darren Brown. Darren Brown.
Yeah.
He was on... Oh, this is annoying. I can't think of names.
Joe Rogan.
No. It was the British talk show host.
Graham Norton.
Corden.
Other one. Corden. He was on his show and he talked him through this thing. It's like, you know, getting mind over matter type stuff. And he got him to bite into a light bulb and smash the light bulb. And he ended up eating some glass. James Corden.
You know the classic on stage theatre performance, someone bottles someone?
Mm.
Toffee bottle. Like it's made of sugar. Sugar glass.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So you can eat that.
Mm.
And almost
it's probably not ideal.
So you think he's legit saying it's real glass and you're eating it?
Apparently, because James brought in the light bulb from home, smashed
it
up.
Okay, now that's, I mean, TV is always truthful. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing I've always learned.
Yeah.
I have a bone to pick.
This is ridiculous.
Here we go.
Well, so
it's not out of the super.
No. Before we started the show, we had Tony Lodge in for a meeting, and as she was leaving,
can you cut to you so I can eat? Probably?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Thanks. No, I was fuck. The foil's very loud, guys. It's annoying me.
Mm-hmm.
We good?
We're good.
So as Tony was leaving, 97 was whispering stuff to her. which made me uncomfortable. Like, what is he whispering? Like, there's only
the
only
creepy.
Yeah, but it was also like there's something in this around a prank or a content or whatever. But I was like, well, it was just a strange thing to happen. Then, as I was going to the toilet, I saw a GoPro sitting on the shelf. And the red
not
light.
Not in the toilet, was not it?
No. It was outside the toilet. And it was just sitting on the shelf. And I didn't mention it. But as I went into the toilet, I was thinking, I'm like, what's this stitch up going to be? There's going to be a megaphone. There's going to be something, right? So then I get out of the toilet. And I'm like trying not to smoke. I'm like, something's about to fucking happen. Mm. I'm a bit pissed off about it because I don't know what it is. And so I sit on the couch outside the toilet once I've been, and I had 3 missed calls. Right? I'm like, I wonder if this is connected. And I'm like, George is looking a bit sus. And so all I said was, I'm like, oh, I've just had 3 missed calls. And the reason I said it was because normally if I said that, George wouldn't say anything. It's not something that you would respond to. And then George fumbly was like, oh, I don't know. That's weird. Wonder what that is.
And I just said, like, call him back.
And so I was like.
And then Jess said, it's probably a telemarketer. And then you read out the number. And I said, why would a telemarketer be calling you from a mobile number?
And so the thing is.
Also, either would it? What would have happened either way? Like, what if George didn't say anything?
What do you mean?
Because I just feel like you would be the person to be like, yeah, definitely. Like, there's still something happening.
Yeah,
even if George doesn't say anything.
But there was definitely. So George really showed his cards. Then when he did that, that pissed me. Then Tommy called me. I was like, I reckon he's trying to just get to see if I'm answering the phone. I thought you were maybe in on it. And then there was nothing there.
I was getting kebabs.
And so then I come downstairs and I hadn't told George about the GoPro. I just grabbed the GoPro and just put it on his desk. I say, there's your GoPro.
What did he say?
Oh, what's that? Ooh.
The GoPro's been sitting up there for like 3 days.
And so then I'm like, okay, has it? It's been there for 3 days. So then I'm like, it feels warm.
It's a hot room. Heater's been on all day.
And so
it was left on last night.
And I saw the I saw the red light that had been flashing. It wasn't at that point. And so then I just went to the thing, and then saw that there was footage that had just been taken. How do you explain that? What is the stitch up?
So is this where you're up to? Because I haven't been here. Is this?
This is all I know. I haven't. Is it related to the phone?
I have no idea. I don't know what the phone call was. I feel like I'm getting stitched up here.
What is there something that you need to tell me?
No, there's nothing.
Let's be honest. Is there actually anything?
No. What would I be? This was going to be my worry. I was like, you're going to bring it up on the show. I've got nothing to talk about. She's going to be denial central.
So was it great you 90? So 97. You were talking to Tony.
Uh huh.
Why? What were you whispering to Tony when she left?
We were outside the building.
No, before that, before you went in outside the building with her, you were standing near the door. Mm. And you were saying, like, what were you whispering to her?
I wasn't whispering.
You were. What were you saying?
You were in the bathroom.
No, it was before I went in the bathroom. I was just watching from a distance. You didn't think I could see you. What were you whispering to her?
What do you mean?
It's pissing me off.
Did you whisper something or did you not?
No, I was just talking to her. Why was it a whisper?
So you said something.
What were you saying to her?
She literally just had a message on her phone. It was like it was just an Instagram notification.
Are you saying Tony?
This is it.
This is it.
I don't know what it is.
Well, but, you reckon you can't get pranked.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon you can. And I'm pumped. If this was real, I'm pumped for whatever it is to come out.
To eventuate.
Yeah. I
would love to get pranked in this office.
And so
the thing is,
I would love to be, but as I said to you, I'm like, and this happened in radio a lot. You would, I actually got a pen, a secret pen that had a camera on it, and we used to use that for pranking. So you put it in a
video pen?
Yeah, a video pen. Swan Security made them.
Yeah.
In Port Melbourne.
I'm making an executive decision right now. let's tell him. I called Josh and told them exactly what you fuckheads were up to and how much you blew it. Really? And I was trying to save your dumb little prank the only way that it could have possibly been saved, and he didn't want to play ball. So I called Josh and said, the guys are trying to prank you about Spotify. Well,
so,
no,
so before that, so
bullshit.
So I
they're lying little shit. Yeah, I don't like this. Yeah, I don't like the lying. Because you guys think you can come back and get Josh. Absolutely no chance. No. You ruined the only chance you had.
So I thought
I could save it by saying, so the prank was that Josh, so Hump Day Replay has been taken off Spotify based on a song that was used in a trailer that was all legal.
We put up a trailer that was music only. You can't have music only on Spotify. It was me.
It was a great idea that someone was going to prank call Josh and say that it was, hi, it's Helen from Spotify, and just letting you know, the podcast cannot be put back up there because Josh has been pushing to have it put back up. I was trying to just flip it to get something out of it because you guys ruined it.
Well, so how did you know? Because I was sitting on the couch.
I was trying to help film it, but I wouldn't have done that. Mason asking you, are you going to the toilet?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like you.
That's why I thought.
You both butchered it. And so my plan was to get Josh to react, answer the phone for the prank to actually happen. But Josh lose it so bad that he's flipping shit and yelling down, like make it like
that would have been quite funny.
The back prank, but he didn't want to do it.
The pantomime. I'm like, you know what?
But you do pantomime.
I've never done
the guy
pantomime
that rocks up with the megaphone.
That's not pantomime.
To train people. It's acting.
My thing is that I'm not going to reward bad pranking. And so
why I'm not rewarding.
And so why did you call
me? I was trying to save it.
Why did you call me? George tell you that I was onto them?
I knew that they were on. I could see it before I left that you were onto
them.
Jess messaged me and said he's onto her.
But I think that George must have texted you as well, did he?
No.
Because I heard you were texting straight after I told you that. So I was like, you're communicating something. Anyway.
You couldn't get pranked. I think if I was spearheading it, it would have worked.
The thing is, to be honest, phone calls and Josh never work.
So you got three calls it could have worked yesterday because you were, but you don't answer your phone.
Was it you guys yesterday?
Yeah, it was.
Really? Three calls?
Yep.
Yeah. You fuckers. Yeah, whose number is that?
But Josh spent 20 minutes trying to... He Googles the number. He starts thinking about who it could be, where's that number from. And then he asked me to put it into my phone to see if the number's in my phone, which is a good hustle, just because it may be someone that he knows.
But whose number is it?
I don't know.
This is so annoying.
Let the little liars
tell
you.
This is so annoying because you never pick up your phone. So we went through, firstly, Paris from Jason PJ.
Yeah.
And then you never picked up.
Uh-huh. Of course not.
And she actually used her boyfriend's phone to do it because we weren't sure if she was in your contacts or not.
Yeah, okay.
And then we got Tony to do it.
Yes.
But we've probably called you a total of six to eight times.
It would go straight to voicemail.
And it's gone straight to voicemail and you just haven't picked up. So I guess the learning is never call Josh.
Never call. Well, no wonder we don't have any jobs.
That's what Jess is for. She answers the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, slightly annoying. It was a good idea, but shit execution.
It was such a good idea. It would have been great.
But the perfect thing was, before I revealed to George that there was the GoPro, I think that this is something in social engineering. It's focusing on something else that's not the GoPro as the reason. So rather than being like, hey, there's a GoPro here. Why? Like, what the fuck is this? I said, George, you're acting funny. I'm like, why are you acting funny for?
That was quite good.
And then you're like, what? Acting funny? I said, you're acting funny. What are you like? You're being weird. Like, you're not being your normal self.
Yeah.
By doing that, which, to be honest, he wasn't doing anything that strange. But then, as soon as I did that, that freaked him the fuck out that I was reading him so well.
But they also were that I could tell they were acting strange because I knew they were acting strange.
Yeah. And so as soon as you see it, as soon as you connect to the dots, you're like, okay,
yeah,
this is unusual. And so the brilliance of then saying you're acting strange. And then for me, a minute later, to grab the GoPro and put it on his desk.
Mm.
Did it rattle you?
I mean, a little bit, but I thought I was quite a good actor. And then you said you're a bad actor, and that really hurt. That killed me.
So when I was at KISS, I scared a bunch of people, but I put a bit more effort into it. I got a tissue box and then cut a hole, like spent a bunch of time like getting the right size for the lens, pushed it up. No, not far enough. Had to sort of push it out a bit. You got to put in a bit more effort if you want to get someone mm-hmm. like Josh.
We had the – Paris was calling you at 9:45 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, he'll be in the office at 9:45.
Yeah.
So lazy, he didn't get in the office till 10:30.
Yeah, there was
working from home.
But then you got to think further down the track. Josh, there could have been like a late night one that's on American time.
That's yeah, so I wouldn't
on
have
on a private, you could have answered. I don't know, you just had to try a bunch more.
And so Paris, we're like, okay, well, he's definitely got Paris's number. He's definitely not going to answer private.
I'm actually really terrible at adding people's phone to my contact, like numbers to my contact, yeah, so I wouldn't have.
Okay. Well, he won't answer a private number, so we can't do private.
Mm-hmm.
We need Paris to film her end of it, so she needs another phone. So she took her boyfriend's phone and used her phone to – she was going to use her phone to film. And so she was calling you off her boyfriend's number.
It was all a bit much,
so,
to be honest.
So what would have happened – I'll tell you why this would have never worked.
Here we go.
Because – so say, for instance, the one thing I was going to do, which I didn't get to, was the next thing was to text. So I have a do not disturb that if you are if you contact me and I don't have you on my phone – it automatically goes to voicemail.
Fuck, I didn't know that.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't want to. Actually, didn't know that was the case. I thought it was only private numbers.
Me too. That's what I thought.
Yeah, and but any number that is like those numbers, the three times you called, it just didn't ring.
That's
yeah.
ridiculous. Why do you have that?
It's so ridiculous. If you like, I would have a problem if I had a staff member that did that. Like I,
we have a business partner that does it, so it's a bit different.
Yeah, I know, but it's why I can't. It's harder to complain about.
And so, anyway. Why it wouldn't work was because, and I think that this is important. I think that this is more about trying not to get scammed or socially engineered. Because for you to make that work, I would have at the most texted and said, hey, who's this? They would have then had to say, hey, this is so-and-so from Spotify,
mm-hmm.
was contacting in regards to blah, blah. I probably at that point would have messaged back and say, hey, I'm in a meeting. What's the latest information? Can you email me? And so, I don't think you ever can get a phone prank to work on me. Unfortunately, I've told you, I have said that Hump Day Replay could do phone pranks. I'm pretty sure I've given you ideas around
terrible ones. Yeah.
What was the prank ideas that I've had?
Calling Sevs and being like, "Hey, it's the blind guy."
That's right, the blinds.
Yeah, the blinds.
Not the visually impaired person. The guy
who's going to install the blinds.
Did they get
done? We can't install your blinds till after the 26th of June.
When Grace was coming.
Not a bad idea, actually. Yeah, would have been quite funny.
Yeah.
And I feel like that would be a lot easier than what you were trying to put. Like, I don't think you should pull stuff.
So, Jess is upstairs and she's mm-hmm. just written
on Slack,
Tommy, what the fuck? Sorry, but I don't know how you guys were thinking you were going to work back from that. It's done. Yeah, that joke is done.
No, so yeah, definitely. No,
Jess was a very good liar.
Well, I mean, I reckon she'd probably tell you the truth if you really grilled her, unlike these.
Well, I wanted to talk about all this stuff on Hump Day.
Yeah, I was I wasn't going to do anything. Yeah. I mean, well, here you go. Just play the grab, George. You'll be all right. No, play the grab.
No, don't play the grab. I'll play this grab.
Play this grab. Yeah, I'll play this.
That's what I meant. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I
was going to say it's a real letdown. I wasn't going
to dob TJ in because I felt sort of like partner relations. It's like
the only reason I brought it up is because they're lying to you directly,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mate. What's a prank? If it's
to
not
be
a
honest,
lie?
No. But we actually, by the way, we do need to check the emails just to check if we've got anything back from Spotify because I did set a filter to hide it from coming into the inbox.
That's hustle.
Good. When did you do that? Because I've emailed them three times.
No, I did it too. I've got a bit of... thanks, mate. Probably 2 days ago.
Yeah. But
I can check for you.
I'm all good for... Actually, a good prank is needing no lies.
What?
So, like, once they're onto it. I hadn't finished my sentence. It doesn't need... Like, you shouldn't be lying once they're onto it.
Yeah.
Like, to the extent that Josh was. This isn't him just saying, like, why have you left the GoPro downstairs? just because that's not where it lives. You were onto it, just like sniffing a rat. Look at you all.
What you should have done, to be honest.
Here we go.
Is I think that what would have worked better, Mason, takes a phone call. Hello. Oh yes. Yeah. Yeah. Hump Day replay. Uh huh. No, the Daily Talk Show. Oh yeah, that might be in regards to the email. No, that's not me. That's Josh. Is he on? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll pass on. And so if you had done that
He's acting when he asks you, Josh, are you going to the toilet?
Yeah. Why did you need to know?
Well, because I needed a way to ask Tony. Yeah.
Boys, but this is the thing was,
and so is Tony disappointed now? Because what is she waiting outside trying to make
the
phone call?
No,
still?
She made three calls. You never picked up. So I'm just like, don't worry about it. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so pissed off at this.
What? That you failed?
It's slightly
you guys
annoying.
Failed?
Yeah,
it was such a good idea.
It was.
It would have been
so great. What were you going to say?
Hang on, let me just...
Have you got a script?
And this, it's just a couple of dot points, but it was around just like Spotify's got a one-strike policy when it comes to using copyrighted content and breaching their violation, breaching their content policies. And so the fact that not only did we use copyrighted music in the... I mean, we didn't actually do this, but this is from Spotify's perspective. You used music in the trailer, and you've also copyrighted content from another podcast and included that in yours.
Being the Daily Talk Show?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be taken
and
off
so you
the
thought
platform.
I was going to do a big blow up about
well, it. Well, you'd push it, and I thought we could have got something to be like, no, one strike policy. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I wish you'd played along, Josh, and just blew up.
Did you do any pranks with Candy?
Candy was my co-host. Did I?
Or Stacey?
Oh, I used to do Creep Cam. I would always just be... Creep Cam was like...
Yeah, filmed her in the toilet.
Nah, like she would be hilarious watching Offspring. Like, that, remember that TV show, yeah. Offspring? But she would just be laughing her head. Like, just she had fun. It was just funny when you couldn't hear the show, but you could just see her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd film and then I'd dub over... my voice of her in a dialogue. Like it was, I made up her in a dialogue and it was funny. But that was, yeah, the scaring on April Fool's was like, or Halloween scared Simon Baggs at the Kiss radio station, shat himself.
Is there Someone any pranks up. Outside of content? Like if you don't have a podcast or a TikTok or something, I wonder how many people are doing pranks that aren't being filmed.
Well, I mean, I used to do them. So... is this a prank? So taking handful of flour and going into your housemate while he's having a shower and throwing
You've done that.
As he finishes his shower, so he's still wet and nude, and I'd go in and throw a handful of flour into the shower at Barzy and he'd be covered in shower. He's covered flour. In flour, sorry. And then he'd have to have a shower again.
Well, I don't think so. Nick Kappa has asked us to be on Phone Hacks. I don't think I don't know if I'm ready for it.
So phone hacks. What's the premise is that you give, hand them over your phone, and they get to
there's a bunch of games
or Instagram post or Facebook
comment on something. Is that the idea, JB? That's what it is.
I don't listen, but yeah,
yeah. It's a worry because
it's a good format. It's very clever, but so clever. I don't know how I would go.
What I'm worried about something.
I mean, you don't have much of a profile.
Me?
What does that mean?
I mean, like, it's people screenshotting shit but isn't and it posting like, it later in your life.
Isn't that worse? Like,
I guess so, yeah. Because if they do a Twitter status under Josh Jansen.
Yeah. Someone did something and they were like, aha, that's funny, it's phone hacks, but it wasn't.
It was your Facebook getting taken down.
Oh, that's right. Someone said, yeah, because I put out a post on my likes page and I said, you know, Facebook's gone. Someone said, aha, funny, phone hacks, which that's not funny.
Maybe, how about next week I execute on a prank to one of you guys?
Great. Sure.
Go for it. Please be me.
Sure. I mean, that was quite elaborate. I have one that I want to do that we've spoken about on a previous show many years ago.
But I've only been doing it for 2.5.
Many years ago. More than 1 year.
I actually... yeah, can you tell us anything more?
I can't tell you anything more, but I think I could action it. And it's not a prank, but it's a gotcha, you didn't know.
Okay, that's good. I actually last night went down a rabbit hole on YouTube watching old episodes of the Daily Talk Show.
Just in your spare time?
Yeah, it's so weird.
What year? 28. Many years ago.
I
mean, 2018.
Yeah.
The no, it was good old when days we're at before the you were here, Mason.
No, because you were watching videos, so it would have been 2019.
Yeah, it was when Easy Street, just looking at all that, how we used to talk, and
how was it?
Yeah, it was good fun.
What's happened since?
I don't know. I think I look good with hair. I'm going to grow my hair back.
Yeah, I always thought. I mean, that's why everyone was so shocked when you just had a Britney moment. Mm-hmm. Got rid of it all.
Shaved. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go, George.
I was going to say, he made Jess watch the 3D Dill video yesterday.
I didn't make her. But
I mean, you stood over
it. Sounds like you made
her. You stood over her shoulder.
And said, watch this.
Yes. Because Jess was asking about the squeegee. And so I took the squeegee key ring that's used for our storage
unit.
Yep. And I gave her the key ring from that and put it on her keys. So she's now got a squeegee key ring.
What about there was a purpose it's used.
It's a little bit. We need to find something to replace.
This Why? Fucking guy doesn't open the storage cabinet ever.
It's just still a key. Why do you need a key ring?
It's just a bit
fucking silly. What is the point of key rings?
Nah, it's to find the key.
They're gimmicky. Why'd you put it onto Jess's car keys?
Well, so then people are like, hey, what's the key ring? And she says, oh, that's the Daily Talk Show.
We had
also, I think I did hear Jess last night. When she was walking out saying, I'm never going to use this.
Yeah. And she did tell me this morning it's so annoying to have in her pocket.
Yeah, no. I'm taking it back off because purposeful.
Do you have one?
Yeah, I can give her my one. It's somewhere.
No, but it says Tommy on it.
But it was too big.
Maybe put your Tommy one on the storage thing so she can get the orange one.
I don't know where it is. I've got to find it. I'll find it. Where's your one? On yours?
It's always on my, yeah. Fuck, I've got an issue with losing my keys.
Hoodie pocket, always.
Always,
always.
Every day.
It's not in there now.
So people are getting scammed because of COVID. Someone got scammed. So cybersecurity, how to stay safe online. COVID-19 is the only pandemic we're suffering right now, clearly. Our digital lives are under unprecedented attack. And the very thing that is meant to keep us safe from actual viruses, staying home, may be increasing our risk of digital infection. Oh, God, they're hyperbolic, aren't they?
News.com.au.
Yeah. Scamwatch, run by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, reports it has received more than 2,000 coronavirus-related scam reports with more than 700,000 in reported losses since the outbreak of COVID-19. Oh. It's a lot of cash.
What's happening?
Text message, so COVID safe. I mean, you're getting a... So, you're getting a text message and the number, where the number is, it says COVID safe, capital COVIDS and then AFE. We've issued a new communication regarding high risk places to avoid in the next 14 days. And then it has a please visit communication /gov.online. Like it's pretty full on.
I got one, an email pretending to be Woolworths. I knew straight away because they did a...
That was Sebs.
You don't know. It's a bit annoying. But no, it had a capital W.
Quickly. That was the other option was to spoof Spotify's email. And
email how are you going to do that?
I mean, I stopped there because I'm so...
That's illegal.
It's a lot of work.
Admin, yeah.
And so...
Have you ever nearly been scammed?
No. Mike Santos told me that, so there's one going around for Shopify.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, maybe Shopify. He had a Shopify site and he got an email saying renewing and it looked really fucking legit.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's like, I may as well, end of the year. Then he worked out he was 2 months off the end date, but he was about to do it. He's like, dude, I nearly got scammed. So that kind of shit, it's what sickos. I mean, you've really sort of disconnected between here and the victim at that point. Like, you're just like, it's totally self-centered. Like, you're not, it's sad, the people that can do it. But then it, like, there's call centers over in, you know, Philippines that are full of people scamming.
Yeah.
India scamming. Like, but then you got to relate to their situation. It's like, they're in a third world country, mm-hmm. and it's hard for some of these people.
Yeah. The
it's bizarre. It's like a real fucking mental fuck.
Why?
Just thinking about poor people so desperate that, you know, they're going to a job that they call a job to mm-hmm. earn money by calling people through yeah. the phone. And so I'm just trying to go at a human level, how do they feel?
Yeah.
They're probably not feeling like they're the biggest pieces of shit. There's all these people above them that are making
dictating
money at scale and, mm-hmm. you know, we're only a few fucking, all it is ideas that, you know, I was listening last night, like, what's the difference between good and bad people? Majority of people are good. It's bad ideas
yeah.
that lead good people astray. So you
like
could
the all, prank.
Well, you could all, I mean, these guys are liars. They're mm-hmm. con artists.
Yeah. You see how they bought
Hang
into
on.
It.
The prank wasn't over.
What were you doing?
That the lie, I reckon we would have got him.
No.
That's why the lie happened.
That's a big call.
I got more respect for Josh. That's why I come out and tell him.
Yeah. I was just going to wait.
Never working with you again.
Yeah. With me or TJ?
No, never working with TJ again.
You either tell me and give me the reins to take over or you don't.
So you pissed. Who are you more pissed off at, George?
TJ.
But I'm cool with that. It's my business. And I was thinking about it would have worked. I reckon, yeah, I wish you did that. I wish you.
I wish. What would you have done? What was going to be your next plan?
Just calling you out of office hours.
But I still wouldn't have answered.
Nah, yeah. Because he has see, that thing on his phone. That
yeah. So I would have probably tossed it in there, to be honest.
What do
you
mean?
That was the last ditch attempt.
Tossed it in.
That was going to be the last.
What's tossed it in, man?
Like thrown in the shower.
I'm throwing in the towel. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So you were going to give up anyway.
Yeah, and we'd just talk about how hard it is to prank you on the show. And then also just when after you got off the call with Tommy, you did a great job acting and we got that on audio and video. So that was
So that was the other thing. As I was blowing up about
real obvious.
Being pranked. Sebs is filming me with his phone.
It's great.
And so I'm just like, mate,
he's putting it on his
you face. Can't.
Don't see it as a loss, guys. Yeah, you lost.
Yeah,
that was bad.
But come back. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to plan it out. So it could be 3 months in planning that gets Josh.
Annoyingly, I deleted the footage off the GoPro.
Oh.
Well, you would have seen a moment where I looked directly at the GoPro and just laughed.
You're just eyeballing it.
I'm just like, oh, look, it's pretty funny. Just thinking about you in the edit. Oh, yeah. Fucked attempt.
It's all good. We'll get you next time.
The short doco things, you know, on YouTube. I watched another one.
Update.
Crypto.
Currency.
So, yep. There's a
are these by specific people or is it just different channels?
Just random, just what's recommended to me on YouTube. $190 million Canadian dollars lost in cryptocurrency.
People forgot their key.
One guy,
one man,
forgot the key, or he didn't forget the key. He died.
Oh no!
And he was. The one of the main guys of one of those what's it called, like a hot wallet type of deal, like a wallet where all the cryptos held for other people.
So, yeah, so he ran a business,
mm-hmm.
and so 190 million of other people's money.
Yes,
okay, but he had the only that's fucked. I mean, there's a real issue there. It's safe as shit, obviously, because you can't get it back. Facebook, when I got mine back, I went into the settings, sort of dug in harder than I ever had. If I pass away,
mm-hmm.
I've handed over permission for Amy.
That's nice.
To make the decisions.
To make a little montage with the photos.
Well, no, she can actually jump in and close it down if she wanted to.
Okay. Because they do like an in memoriam thing with the profiles. But no, so 190, yes, they do. 190 million. Interestingly, he was going to India and he was on a honeymoon, I believe. And was also building a school while he was there. And he died of complications of Crohn's disease. However, there's a big rabbit hole that you can go in on Reddit around India being the hot spot for getting fake death certificates done. And so... A bunch of people. Okay. It's like
controversy.
So how did
conspiracy
controversy conspiracy? Yeah, yeah.
It's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy. Yeah. This guy, they reckon this. What is it called? What's the market? What's the thing called that it's the wallets? What's all?
They are wallets. But crypto wallets.
But what's the broader thing where they do the trading?
Oh, the technology, it's...
No, it's not...
You don't think blockchain?
Not what blockchain.
Cryptocurrency.
Can you look up the actual story, Mace?
Bitcoin.
Have you found it or no?
No, I was actually just looking at other articles where Bitcoin had been stolen. And there was $1.1 billion stolen in the first half of 2018.
And so anyway, people are saying, hey, I don't know if this guy's died. I think he's faked his own death. But one of the weird things is it's like he only had all the details on this one computer, like a personal computer. So they're like, this isn't adding up. Interesting story, I thought.
That's very annoying. And so... So remember that show back in the day, Unsolved Mysteries?
Yeah.
And it was like late at night, like a real theme song that was like made you scared. I remember being a kid seeing.
Was it on Nickelodeon?
No, it was on free to air. My brother used to stay up and watch it.
Is it a doco series?
And now it's on Netflix.
Oh, it's the same one.
So they've redone a new series. And my brother was telling me about this one where it's all confused. Like that kind of shit where it's just like they still can't work it out. It's all scary.
Yeah. And so, Mace, what's the details?
So, I was actually just looking at your... I'm one story behind.
The 190, yeah. So, the 190, good. Yeah. 190 million.
143 million.
Sorry. Yeah.
From
US.
Canadian, yeah, 190, US.
Yep.
Yeah. So, he went to India. They've got Ernst & Young involved to oversee the search for the missing funds, unable to track down anything.
What's the company called that he was part of and what's the technology? It's like
Quadrata Bitcoin Exchange.
Exchange, thank you. That's the word.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's unable to pay 115,000 customers. God. 148 million pound in Bitcoin and other crypto.
Ugh.
Not ideal.
Nah.
Do you remember when crypto was on the way up?
Mm. Yeah, what's it at now? What's Bitcoin at
I
now?
I was so close to buying into that hype as well, but Mum wouldn't let me.
Really?
Yeah.
What year though?
You bought into this hype instead?
Oh, this is when it was under a grand.
2017.
Under a grand. And it's not buying into fucking hype. That
well,
worked.
It hit the thing is it hit 20 grand. But
my mates have made, like Jimmy's made cash. He's like, I'm not pulling it out. He got it. He was buying it at $800 at one point. And then my mate bought a computer chair using Bitcoin, which is like a $10,000 chair at the end of the day.
And so he
so this was early days.
13 grand for one Bitcoin at the moment.
Yeah, it got up to like 20, so that's 30, gone back 27 or something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, that's if you bought Mason at 1,000,
yeah,
you're doing well.
It went up to 25.
He was mining Bitcoin in year 9.
Yeah.
Which was like, so what's that?
Early days.
2000, yeah, early days for like a cent each or something.
And he what had, did he have? How many computers?
He had thousands.
Did he have going?
And so, what is he doing now?
He sold them all like 3 years later and made like $3,000.
Yeah, he's
But he had
like,
wouldn't you?
Like he'd be $100 million bucks, I reckon.
It's a good story. It's a good story. I don't know how much I buy into it, but it's a good story, GB. We can't trust you.
Cut that in half, 50 mil. Yeah. Cut that in half, 25
George,
mil.
Yeah.
So what are you guys going to do weekend, like to be able to relax during COVID? Have you guys got sort of at-home plans?
My parents gave Bodhi a new sort of like a, sort of, this is like a three level, it looks like it's a car park and it has like you drop a car and it goes around it. It's got a lift to take cars up. So
that's sick.
Bodhi got a new Spider-Man.
Is it like a Lego, like or a Hot Wheels thing? Or?
Like a Hot Wheels. And
Take Hot Wheels?
It takes whatever wheels you can put in it. And so we've got all these random cars. Mum's going to buy him a whole bunch of new cars. But she got given that and then we got given that.
Where
did
she get it from?
She's got friends that have kids that they grow out of all these toys and we get them. Sick. Bodhi got a Spider-Man outfit. And so there's going to be a lot of Spider-Man, Hot Wheels action.
Indoors.
Movies.
Any sort of plan, like are you going to plan it all out?
No, tonight we've got Friday night movie night and takeaway.
What's the movie? Or it's a movie takeaway. Good movie. Good Aussie film.
Frozen.
Bodhi's do you like obsessed. I just cut to you guys? I thought GB would have laughed.
Yeah. No, you just get a little smile.
Frozen. Frozen's tonight's film.
Oh, that's cool.
It's good. It's a real good
and you were saying there was a behind the scenes Frozen doco or something?
Oh, that'd be
interesting.
There is. If you have Disney Plus, there's a bunch. There's some with Bob Iger and it's like looking at Disney and they're talking about all of this shit. Like there's an anime, like there's all animated stories. They're just 5-minute little doco pieces.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good.
Interesting.
But that's it. Yeah, a lot of telly.
What are you boys doing?
Just going to go for a couple of walks, I think.
Mm.
Just get out into the nature.
What's the deal with walks?
You can still do it if you're groups of two, I believe.
Or your family.
Or family, your family, yeah. So, just, I mean, our walks are just going around like Carlton Gardens and Eddie Gardens and that sort of thing.
So, could Grace and I go see another person?
No.
No, not allowed. I don't think.
It has to. You could be walking with your family together, but you and Grace
But the family isn't allowed to see another person.
Because Grace lives at your house, you and your whole family plus Grace, who isn't directly related, that would be awkward.
I think they'd classify her in the family bucket.
Yeah, so she's like the family. So you guys could all walk together, but you can't go.
You can have two families.
Twerp Andre.
Sure.
You can't go and kickbox with your tops off.
Yeah, great. No, but we're doing we're doing date nights.
Oh, that's right. Cute.
Which
what does that look like?
Fuck, they're fresh, aren't they? Remember those days? Yeah. Date nights.
Well, I mean, otherwise,
every
like
night's
the
a date night. Yeah, for me.
Days just roll over. Otherwise, like you got to make something special. So we're doing date night, which we'll do like a, I think it's Saturday. We're doing like a cheese board and a little platter and just making it all nice.
Just down.
When's
in the,
that?
Down at the beach house, Blegara. Yeah.
No, down in the den. No,
down in the den. Yeah. But and then
where
and then,
will you do it? Because you live at home. Where are you doing date night with at your family home?
Yeah, I haven't gotten that far.
I'm guessing it's in your bedroom.
Have you got a picnic rug?
Yeah, we got a picnic rug.
Roll out a picnic rug in your bedroom. It's kind of cute. Like, it's
That's a great idea.
It's very cute.
That's
Grace
a good idea.
Be around it.
And
put,
then
maybe put the TV on with fire, or get a computer screen with a fire.
Use
on
your
it.
Laptop or something.
Yep.
Yeah, and then we've got Disney Plus to watch Hamilton. So
great. Lots of other good.
Going to be doing that
films
on Saturday.
On there.
And then
so
a couple
you're getting
of
wait. So cheese.
Cheese.
Wine or what do you like?
Look, I'll probably go for a gin. actually, she brought over some gin for the family, so maybe we could use that.
Okay,
lovely.
Great.
It sounds like it's date night with the family.
Could it? Do you think it could turn into that?
Nah, it would just be us.
Have you got a problem with mum coming down to your bedroom?
Nah, not really.
Haven't had to think about my mum walking into just to my bedroom, full stop. Maybe it was just annoying. Before you had a girlfriend, mum, get out!
Yeah.
My room! Yeah,
yeah. I haven't had that. I haven't had that.
No, you've never. You've got a good relationship with your mum.
Yeah. And but it's also.
Didn't
it's
she
like,
start knocking? She never
she
used to knock, but now she.
She yeah, she did. When I started FaceTiming Grace, she started knocking.
That's so sweet.
But now one comes in.
Yeah, now there's hazmat. So
yeah.
There's tape, you know.
I've actually got a sensor at the top of the stairs, so I get a notification when.
Barbed wire. Yeah.
Ah, well, it sounds like a loose weekend here in Victoria.
Yeah.
What about you, JJ?
I don't know yet. Brie and I were meant to go away. Yeah. And so I said that I want to disconnect, no phone.
You said that before, but let's be honest.
No, but I really, really want to do it.
It's going to be hard to prank.
Book. Yeah, don't try and prank me.
You should do a picnic or something, not like pretend your house
in front of the fire.
You can move the bedding out.
Yeah, we are. I think we're very good when it comes to like doing stuff that's surrounded around food, like having nice food and shit. I think it's probably...
How about you go buy a tent and put it up in your living room?
Be really annoying, I reckon. No, there's probably something in... Yeah, I think there is something in the walks. Mm. I'm not completely sure what the deal... Like, my concern is not like a COVID aside, I can't be fucked with having heaps of people. Like, Edinburgh Gardens has been crazy.
Yeah.
So, I can't be fucked with all the people.
What about a river walk? Along from Dyke Falls, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Dyke Falls?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can, there's some really
I reckon
nice
it'd be real busy, but yeah, we could do something. Early. Yeah, it's some sort of walk. But yeah, they've been very clear this time. When we had our week off, 97, Brie and I went to the Dandenongs for a walk.
Went to Peninsula.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed to, but they didn't go.
They were pretty loose with it, but they've specifically said no driving 2 hours. To go on a big bushwalk.
So,
but an hour, that's all.
Neighbour told me a story. Friend had was staying down in Sorrento, start of the week, had their nephew with them, and the wife took their nephew back to the CBD to see the family, drop off the nephew, and then come back to the husband. Left, dropped off the kid, couldn't get back to Sorrento because it wasn't their main residence. But they were down there before the lockdown happened. and you still they still wasn't allowed through. So they're being really strict.
That is full on, isn't it?
I wonder if you're allowed to drive an hour for a walk.
No. No, that's exactly no, what you're
but he said. But he said 2 hours. Like, what?
Jeez.
Half an hour?
You're the reason why.
No, no, no. So, half an hour, 35. Like, what? So, are you not allowed to drive anywhere
don't
for a walk?
Don't leave your neighborhood to go for a walk.
Okay.
Leave your house, go for a walk. If you have to take a car to go for a walk, the answer is no.
I couldn't be more clear.
All right, big ears. Yeah. Okay. No, that's fair.
All right. It's a daily talk show, whether you're in Victoria or any other part of the world. Hope you're staying safe.
Yeah, hope you are.
You're doing well, and we'll see you tomorrow. We've got Ryan John on Saturday and then Ryan Shelton for Sunday.
Yeah.
We'll see you then. Have a good one.
See you guys.